राम राम राम। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 12 इंट्रोडक्शन। लॉर्ड कृष्णा इन द 33rd एंड द 34th वर्सेस ऑफ द 4th चैप्टर एक्सप्लेन द सुपीरियोरिटी ऑफ द पाथ ऑफ नॉलेज विजडम एंड एक्सोर्टेड अर्जुन to gain knowledge. Then he explained the glory of knowledge. After that, he explained the importance of worship of the Supreme, who is attributeless and formless. In the 16th and the 17th verses, and from the 24th to the 26th verses of the 5th chapter, from the 24th to the 28th verses of the 6th chapter, and from the 11th to the 13th verses of the 8th chapter. In the 47th verse of the 6th chapter, he explained the glory of a devotee. From the 7th chapter to the 11th chapter, he time and again threw the term aham, I, and mam, me, specially laid emphasis on the importance of worship of God, who is endowed with attributes and form, and also is endowed with attributes but is formless. At last, in the 54th and the 55th verses of the 11th chapter, he glorified exclusive devotion and its fruit. Having heard the above description, Arjun had a curiosity to know which of the devotees of those who worship God with attributes, or those who worship the unmanifested, attributeless Brahma, is better. So he puts the question to Arjun. Chapter 12, verse 1. Arjuna Uvacha. Evam satata yuktaye भक्तास्त्वां पर्युपासते ये चाप्यक्षरम व्यक्तं तेषां के योगवित्तमां। अर्जुन सेड, दोज डिवोटीज हु एवर स्टेडफस्ट दस वर्शिप दी सगुना, एंड दोज अगेन who worship only the imperishable and the unmanifest Nirguna, which of them are better versed in yoga? Comment. Evam satata yukta ye bhaktaha. The expression ye bhaktaha, those devotees, stands for the same striver for whom ya, who and sir, he terms, have been used by the Lord in the 55th verse of the 11th chapter. Such strivers worship God who is endowed with attributes and form. Here the term evam directs towards the 55th verse of the 11th chapter. Satata yukta, ever steadfast, is he who believes I am only God's. The striver devotee who have full faith in God have the only aim of God realization. Therefore, while undertaking either spiritual activities such as adoration and meditation, etc., or mundane activities such as business or service or earning their livelihood, such devotees ever remain steadfast in Him by thinking of Him, that is, have their affinity only for Him. A striver commits an error if while performing spiritual activities, he thinks that he has affinity for God, and while performing mundane actions, he believes that he has affinity for the world. The reason is that he has not fixed God realization as the only aim of his life. If he realizes that the only aim of human life is God realization, and sticks to it, all his activities will conduce him to God realization. If an aspirant thinks of the Lord At the beginning of an activity and at its end, it means that he has thought of the Lord even during the performance of the activity. In the same way as a businessman, while making entries in the account book, gets so much absorbed in it that he even forgets who he is and why he is making those entries and calculations. Though it seems forgetfulness, yet it is not forgetfulness, because he has his aim in his mind. Similarly, a striver always believes that he is only God's, and whatever action he performs is only for him. Therefore, while engaged in performing duties, his apparent forgetfulness of God is not in fact forgetfulness of God, as he has no doubt in his conviction that he is only God's and working only for God. Tvam Paryupasate. Here the term Tvam should be interpreted in a wider sense, covering all the forms with attributes assumed by him during his various incarnations, as well as the form with which he resides in his divine abode, and also he who is called by different forms and names according to the beliefs of the devotees. The term Paryupasate means to worship well. As a chaste wife through her body serves her husband, thinking of him in his absence, and serves his parents and performs all household duties only to please and serve him, so does a striver, being engrossed in him by chanting his name through thinking and meditation, by rendering service to beings and through the performance of mundane duties, worships him alone, without attaching the least importance to perishable objects and actions. Ye chapi aksharam avyaktam. The term ye stands for the strivers who worship attributeless and formless God. The term aksharam stands for the imperishable Brahma, who is all truth, all consciousness, and all bliss consolidated. It will be explained in the third verse of this chapter. The term avyaktam stands for the unmanifested, who is incomprehensible to the senses. Here the use of two adjectives, aksharam, imperishable, and avyaktam, unmanifest, has been made for attributeless and formless Brahma. It will also be explained in the third verse of this chapter. It seems that the Lord, by using the term api only, wants to compare the devotees who worship the Lord endowed with form with those devotees who worship only the formless absolute Brahma by regarding him superior. Tesham ke yoga vittamah. Here the term Tesham stands for both the devotees, those who worship God with attributes and those who worship attributeless God. In the fifth verse of this chapter, this term has been used for devotees who worship attributeless God, while in the seventh verse, it has been used for the devotees who worship God with attributes. So Arjun wants to ask, which of the two is better? If we give a serious thought to the answer offered by the Lord to Arjun's question, we come to realize the importance of Arjun's question. From the second verse of this chapter to the 20th verse of the 14th chapter, Lord Krishna went on speaking continuously. This is the only occasion when Lord Krishna spoke continuously for such a long time by uttering 73 verses. It shows that Lord Krishna wants to clarify many vital points. He wants to explain the identity of the Lord, who is endowed with form, with Brahma, who is formless, the means of attaining the two and the marks of perfect devotees. In Gita chapter 12 verse 13 through 19, and the wise, Gita chapter 14 verse 22 to 25, and how they may realize the importance of renunciation, of attachment to the world. It means that the Supreme Word, the most secret of all, for the supreme good of all beings, which the Lord wanted to announce for the welfare of them, was disclosed in response to Arjun's question, inspired by Lord Krishna. Appendix. The Gita, being a yoga shastra, in its yoga is important. Therefore, who is a real yogavitta? This is Arjun's question. There are three categories of yogavitta. Yogavitta, that is yogi, yogavitta raha, better of the two yogis, and yogavittama, the best of all yogis. Arjun has no doubt about yogavitta and yogavittara, but he has doubts about yogavittama. End of chapter 12, verse 1. Sadhak Sanjeevani by Swami Ramsukhdasji Maharaj. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.